Okay, let's move to the next item, and then I might want to announce or suggest that we take the next item, that is item 583, and then take a half-hour lunch break. But we can insert that where we think makes sense. We've got staff standing by for long periods waiting for this, some of these items.
Let's do the time certain.
Let's do the time certain and then see.
583. Accept report from Community Oversight Advisory Board on the current work to survey the community about police community engagement practices.
Okay, so we have Kathleen Sadat and Jimmy Johnson here to report. Please come on up.
Good morning.
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 I'm Kathleen Sadat. I'm the newly appointed community liaison working with the Community Outreach Advisory Board and the COCAL, which is the group that's contracted to oversee the implementation of the settlement agreement between the City of Portland and the Department of Justice. That's a long title. I'm here this morning with Jimmy Johnson, who is chair of the Community Engagement and Outreach Plan Subcommittee, to provide council with an update on the Community Oversight Advisory Board's outreach and engagement efforts. So we'll start with listening to Jimmy.
Good morning, council members. See, the mayor is not here, Nick's not here, but good morning. My name is Jimmy Johnson, and I'm the Community Engagement Outreach Oversight Committee chairperson. And we are guided by the settlement agreement, and our focus is several things. I'm going to just break it down what our focus is. Advising the chief of police and the police commissioner on strategies to improve community relations, providing the community with information on the agreement and its implementation, contributing to the development and implementation of the Portland Police Bureau Community Engagement and Outreach Plan, and receiving public comments and concerns. One of COAB's biggest jobs is to make recommendations to inform the Portland Police Bureau's Community Engagement and Outreach Plan. In order to make these recommendations, we are charged with seeking public input into the Portland Police Bureau's current community engagement and outreach efforts. And there are a few ways of doing that. Community survey. The settlement agreement calls for a representative community survey. On May 28th, the COAB unanimously accepted our committee's recommendation to ask the city to contract with DHM Research to conduct this survey. In order to use earlier survey data as a baseline, the upcoming survey will replicate the methodology of the 2013 survey and ask many of the same questions. The COAB has had input into the survey, and the additional questions will be posed to the community. Later this month, the survey will go out to 6,000 Portland households. The goal is to get 1,000 responses from households that statistically represent Portland overall. The survey team will be oversampling African-American and Latino households. Focus groups. While the COAB recognizes that the representative survey is valuable, we need to do an in-depth outreach into communities, especially those the household survey may not reach. For example, houseless communities, communities of mental health areas, or folks with mental health, outreach to the LGBTQ communities, Now that we have moved the representative survey forward, our communities will be focusing on focus group plan with a goal of meeting with communities later this summer. Broader public feedback. We will also be sharing this survey with the city at large and welcoming any Portlander to fill it out once the representative survey is returned. While the results of the representative survey and the broader survey outreach will be analyzed separately, they will both provide valuable insights as we inform our recommendations to the Portland Police Bureau. The settlement agreement calls for two public hearings on the Portland Police Bureau's existing community outreach and engagement efforts. The first was held in April of this past year. Our committee has debriefed and discussed lessons learned, and we are working toward a second public hearing that provides a meaningful opportunity for the public's feedback on police community engagement to be heard. The public is also welcome to provide feedback on our public forum online at cocl-coab.org. That's cocl-coab.org. We also hear public comment at every full COAB meeting. The community members often sit with us at the table and take part in the conversations during our subcommittee meetings. Our subcommittee is also exploring additional ways to reach out to Portlanders, such as creating a speakers bureau and visit community organizations. And at this time, I'd just like to thank you for this opportunity to brief you on our efforts. This is important work, and the members of COAB are dedicated to working with the community to fully implement the settlement agreement and improve the relationships between the Portland Police Department and the community. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Thank you very much.
Hi, and I want to just tell you a little bit about what it's been like, what I've seen since I've been in this role, which has not been very long, except it seems like a really long time. The biggest elephant in the room is mistrust. None of the groups trust one another. They don't trust what gets said. And so this is a big issue that we need to address. And that means continued transparency, continued clarification, continued interaction to reduce the amount of distance between human beings and to increase the information flow. So one of the things that we really need are structures that will help us communicate back and forth and among ourselves. And we are building those structures. We're trying to build those structures at this point in time. So we need to be able to transfer information, collect ideas, give people back the information on what we did with their ideas, and continue a dynamic dialogue among all the parties. I am not sure yet whether people in Portland really understand how important this effort is, what an amazing opportunity for Portland this is, and what amazing opportunities it presents for the various communities of Portland to participate in a process that helps to shape how they are policed and helps to give them more confidence in the police, more confidence in their government, more confidence in the people who patrol their areas. This is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for us. I think that it means that we need to understand how much this needs to be lifted up into visibility across the city, not just in the pockets here where there are complaints or in the pockets here who have knowledge and some of us who are just junkies on this kind of stuff. But everybody in Portland needs to know about this. And so we need to build structures to help that happen. It's really hard within that to help people understand what the COAB is not and what we can do, the limits of what it is that we're about. So that's another task that needs to be taken on, which, again, dialogue, clarification, say it again, say it again, say it again, show it. We have an enthusiastic group of volunteers. They work hard. This is not 10 hours a week. This is not 10 hours a month. This is almost like a full-time job for some of them. For the ones who really care about what's going on, the reading is, you know, lots and lots of reading. There's a lot of talking that needs to happen. There's a lot of thinking that needs to happen. And so people are spending quite a bit of time with this, but they remain optimistic. So I see a part of my role as needing to continue to clarify the role of the COAB. I also see it important to bring more voices into the room. The first meeting was very large, and there were a lot of voices, and we need some of those people back. We need to hear from them. They are people who have opinions, and we can figure out what it is. We can translate that into something that we can use to help shape policy. I want to invite you to our meeting tomorrow night or on the 25th at the Montevilla United Methodist Church at 232 Southeast 80th, which is where the COAB will be meeting. And tomorrow night, they'll be giving some feedback, their feedback, on the quarterly report. I'm excited. You know, I've retired two or three times already. But this is exciting, and this is important, and we can do it. And I believe we can do it, but we can't do it without your support. We need you to talk about it. We need you to care about it. We need you to read it. Read what comes out of these committees or out of the report. We need your opinions on it. So we need your involvement in this effort, because it does affect the entire city and has implications for the entire nation.
Can I ask you a question off that comment?
Sure.
Are there any tools that we have not given you? Based on the first of all, I would assume that you would put your phone on do not disturb so you don't get these calls since you retired. But you answered the phone. So
I answered the phone.
You answered the phone. But you're gonna suggest a number of ways we can support your work. Mm-hmm. But let's go back to a foundation stone. Are there any tools that we have not given you for you to be successful?
Well, other than, just another brain, we are getting we've gone through the process of selecting, and I've almost selected a new administrative support person. So that's been helpful, and we now have space. So right now, I cannot think of anything. But then I don't think I know enough yet, very frankly. I haven't been in this long enough to say, ooh, we need that. What I do know, just conceptually, is we need visibility, we need credibility, we need accountability. Those are the things that you can give us.
Other questions for either Ms. Tirado or Mr. Johnson? Thank you both very much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Right. Look forward to more.
All right. Thanks a lot.
So is there anyone else that would like to speak before we accept this report?
I have two people signed up, Charles Johnson and Dan Handelman.
Okay. Come on up. I think so. I want to take the police item, and then we'll see. That won't take very long. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and City Council. My name is Dan Handelman. I'm with Portland Cop Watch. And one of the most important things to talk about today, because I don't really know that much about the outfit that's being recommended to do the survey, is to talk about what happened before and how we got here. That PSU did a fairly good survey, but a very biased analysis last time. We testified about that, I think it was about a year ago, and the City Council put on hold Chief Reese's effort to give that team a three-year contract so that the COAB would be able to do what the agreement tells them to do, which is to find the firm that will do the survey. And they originally voted on that with a vote of 7-4, and by their own bylaws, they had to have 8 members vote on this because that would be a majority of their 15 voting members for a major decision like this. And to their credit, the Chicago COCL recognized this issue and allowed them to engage in further research and discussion. From an observer's standpoint, though, the COAB said they wanted to be given a list of all possible contractors to make a recommendation, and the final vote appears to be based on some kind of internal list that the city has of on-call contractors and to avoid a bidding process, and I don't really understand how we got here, but you know, that's, to me, what I'm trying to get at is, as we move forward, there should be a lot more thought about what we do at the front end, like the lack of training for the COAB that's now being corrected, the poorly planned outreach meeting that Jimmy referred to, and that was more of a PR effort by the police than an outreach effort. And this process could have been streamlined and smoothed out by opening up the job up front 4 months ago and asking for bids instead of kind of hastily putting this together at the end. And I guess the other main issue I want to bring up in general is transparency. I'm glad that Kathleen mentioned that, especially because we welcome Ms. Sadat as the new local COCL person. It was very disruptive, I think, to the process when Justice DeMunis, who had spent a long time getting to know people in the community, had to leave for health reasons. And I think she's a good person to have on board on this. However, the announcement of her taking the position came at the meeting last 2 weeks ago without any public knowledge that the search had come to her doorstep. And I think that there could have been more inclusion and open and transparency done in her hiring and announcement to the community so that we weren't learning at the meeting when we stepped into the door. And I also, at the same time, the COCL's office has been moved from East Portland to a police building and now downtown without any public discussion. So there's a whole bunch of transparency and process issues, and I think that we all know how Portlanders need to be part of the process, and I hope that you continue to think about that as we move forward the DOJ settlement.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Questions?
Thanks, Dan. Okay. I think that covers testimony and motion to adopt the report, please.
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, it's a very thorough report. I look forward to the results of the survey, and very excited to have Kathleen Sadat as the COCL. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Thank you, Ms. Sadat. And Kathleen, I've already heard rave reviews of your brief tenure so far. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you to Mr. Johnson and Ms. Sadat for the report. I would love to meet with you, Ms. Sadat, and if you could make an appointment with my scheduler. I agree that we need to raise the profile and have more investment and involvement by the council, but that's a longer conversation than we have time for here. So thank you very much. Aye.
Hales.
I appreciate very much the presentation. I also am really impressed by the survey instrument itself. I think it's asking the right questions, asking them the right way, trying to get to clarity about how people in our community are being served and how they perceive they're being served. And I want to compliment that work. I think it's just been very thoughtfully and carefully crafted. So I'm looking forward to hearing what we hear from our fellow citizens in this process. And I want to join in my colleagues in thanking Ms. Sadat for taking on this role and once again finding retirement less interesting than community service, or however she wants to characterize it. But I also appreciate the fact that she was explicitly clear about her conditions for this role, that is to be able to speak unvarnished truth to us and to the community and to come here or to any other forum and to be clear about whether this process is working or not. and I appreciate that about her very much as well. So good work so far. The point about making sure that we all take the responsibility of raising the visibility of this work is heard and accepted. So thank you. Appreciate this very much. Aye. Okay, let's